Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's Friday afternoon. This is Kaplan and crew, and we got a good show coming up today. I say good. I mean, I got to say, like, there's some stuff in today's show that's not really good news, at least for the San Diego State football program and for some kids and for the young lady, the accusations. Well, I'm going to get into that story. I will. I know it's sensitive stuff, but I'll jump right into it. So, hey, before we get started, I want to say this. This weekend, and in fact, today's Friday, tomorrow's Saturday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. tomorrow, me and Browner will be at Lexus San Diego. You've probably received an email from us today. We send out 15,000 emails today. You probably received an email from us today. If you're not on our email list, go to our website, kaplanandcrew.com. Go to the bottom of the page, put in your email. You'll be part of our list. Tomorrow, me and Browner, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., Lexus San Diego. This is the 163 in Kearney Mesa Road. We'll be there for 3 hours. Us, the Pod Squad, the Padres Traveling Museum, Swinging Fryer, all the food is free. Padre hats. There's all kinds of great Padres merch to win. And probably the biggest thing is the tickets to the game late September, Padres Dodgers and a parking pass, four tickets and a parking pass, but you got to be present to win. We'll see you guys tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. out at Lexus San Diego. So please make sure you come out and join us. This is gonna be a really great time. And we've been promoting it for a few weeks. We got a lot of people coming from the Padres. And this is going to be great. So if you're a Padres fan, and if you're still holding out hope for this season, which I know many of you are, because I got a lot of heat from you guys yesterday for kind of saying that I think this thing's, you know, spiraling, come on out and see us. As for everybody else, I'm going to make this pretty brief. I want to say this. 7 Mile Casino, 7milecasino.com. Today's Friday. You're thinking about your weekend plans. Could be Friday night. Could be Saturday. Could be Sunday. Whatever you got cooking this weekend, think about it. Hey, where can we go where we can get a really great lunch or dinner or even a Sunday brunch? Well, that's Sammy's Restaurant and Bar. And then where can we go and have some fun? I got people in town. I want to show them a good time. Or I just happen to love playing blackjack or poker. If you're going to play poker in San Diego County, 7 Mile Casino is the place to go play poker, because not only is it a great place to play, and not only is it a fantastic location, only 7 minutes south of downtown San Diego, no smoke. You cannot smoke in 7 Mile Casino. So Sammy's Restaurant and Bar, table games, smoke-free environment, incredible location. We'll see you down there, man. 7 Mile Casino, 7milecasino.com. Good luck. If you have any problems with gambling, you call 1-800-GAMBLER. 7 Mile Casino, 7milecasino.com. All right, again, it's the weekend. A few things I want to bring up to you. One, Torrey Holistics. We're almost to the end of the month, so you can still save 20% by using our promo code SMILE. And I've been getting reports from Torrey Holistics and California Holistics. Man, you guys are going in. You guys are pretty serious about your cannabis products. Could be for sleep, could be for pain management, could be for recreation. They got all the brands you love at the best prices, and you're saving 20% when you use our promo code SMILE. The weekend goes on. You're thinking about possibly a new house, an open house. You want to go look around. Gary Cooper, Mountain Trust Mortgage and Realty Services. Here's his phone number, 858-376-1299. But go to his website, mountaintrustrealty.com. See what Gary is showing this weekend. What properties does he have listings on, and what is he showing? Talk to him. Anything related to real estate, 858-376-1299. Again, this weekend, a lot of people use their time to look maybe for a new car. Mazda Vescondido, mazdavescondido.com. Go see Alan, the general manager. He's got a lineup of brand new Mazda products. So many of these car dealerships, you go in and you're like, yeah, I want this. They're like, okay, great. We'll order it for you. And it'll be here in 4 weeks, 6 weeks. You don't have time to wait. You want it now. Alan's got the new Mazdas that you want. Go in, see him. He's going to give you more for your used car than ever before when you're trading it in, or even if you just want to sell it outright. Mazda Vescondido, mazdavescondido.com. I got a lot of reaction this week from Dr. Maxey from iThriveMD, because people heard, wait, I don't have to change my diet. I don't have to change my lifestyle. I can't seem to shed these pounds. iThriveMD has a program now, one injection per week, $299 a month, and people are reporting 15% of their body mass being lost. In other words, if you weigh 100 pounds, you may lose 15 pounds. You weigh 200 pounds, it's conceivable you could lose 30 pounds. Alex here is going to try it before his wedding, and Dr. Maxey said in the next 2 months, he could probably lose up to 10 pounds. iThriveMD, ask him about this new weight loss product, 858-240-1497. And lastly, let me mention our people from West Coast BBQ Shop. How much fun was it yesterday when Browner was down there and Tommy was taking the glizzy and using it as a straw, not for freaking beer or soda, for like some kind of ranch dressing that made me almost vomit on the air. And then I watched it again yesterday when Alex put it out on social media. Hilarious. West Coast BBQ Shop, anything you need for the grilling season, these are the guys to go to. Support our sponsors. Much love. It's Friday. Let's do it. Great friends, what's going on? It is Kaplan and Crew on a Friday afternoon from the 7 Mile Casino Studios, 7milecasino.com. Got Grande and the Brown Man, and it is Friday. Yeah. So we got a lot to get to, but we do have a shortened show today, at least for those of you that are listening on radio on 1090. You know, on 1090, we go from 3 to 5 on Fridays. Because we hand off at 5 o'clock to my man, Ryan Dyrud from the NFL, or this is from the LA Football Network. And he talks Rams and he talks some Chargers and he'll talk USC, UCLA, San Diego State. And he's just all football all the time. So it is a football Friday here on 1090. And speaking of that, later on today, we're going to have Christian Pedersen come back on the show. This is a guy who's been around the show for a long time. And Christian is going to talk to us about like the biggest high school football games around San Diego County this weekend. Alex and I were having this conversation off the air, and Alex said to me, I have zero interest in high school football. And I said, that's funny, because I, as a father and someone who I was at a high school football game last Friday night. My son played high school football. I follow high school football. I like to follow all the kids. I like to see a kid like Chris Olave go from Mission Hills High School to Ohio State to being a first round draft choice. So I love high school football. And I think that with all the NIL stuff that everybody's talking about with college players, you're starting to hear about high school players that are projected to be big stars. They're already starting to make some of this money. So for me, the high school football world is more interesting than ever before. And I'm going to see Grande and Brown Man if I can get either of you two guys into high school football this upcoming season. But when you're not from San Diego and we're not talking about your team, you may not have a whole lot of interest, but I think the kids and the stories are so interesting. So Christian, who does a great job covering high school sports, you can check him out on Instagram, SD Prep Insider. This guy, he is the expert on high school sports in San Diego County. Grande, that's my goal, is to get you interested. I don't know that you're going to games on Friday night. I know it's date night tonight. I don't know if Mar is going to say, yeah, let's go to a high school football game. But my goal is to get you into the understanding of how big high school football has become and how great it is here in San Diego County.
Well, that's two totally different things that you just said.
Yeah.
You don't have to sell me on how big it is and how great it is. I understand that in San Diego produces, you know, D1 athletes all the time in football. But to get me into it, yeah, bro, you're going to have to climb Everest for that one. Yeah.
How about you, Brown? You got any interest in these high school football guys?
No chance. No chance. I'm good. I'll pass.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to tell you guys right
guy,
now.
You can't even get Brown interested in San Diego State football.
I know, right?
Come on, hey, now. Man.
Yeah. Listen, come on, he's now. Too busy. He's too busy being. He's too busy breaking down his Chargers, you know?
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, man. I can't, good luck with that. I'm not. Yeah. Good luck to those kids. I hope them health and success on the field. I don't want to watch it.
Well, I'm going to tell you guys right now. There are so many people who listen on radio who are moms and dads, administrators, coaches, etc. We have a huge audience of people that are very much activated inside this community. And I think that having a little bit of coverage on some high school football stuff is a good thing. If you guys want to sit out on it, I'll totally understand. But I'm just telling you right now, it's a big deal. It's big business. And there's a lot of people out there that listen and watch that are interested in it. And by the way, if I'm wrong, tell me in the YouTube chat. Hey, Chatlins, is everybody completely, utterly uninterested? Or do you think that having some coverage of high school football is a good thing for the show?
Listen, you're saying is 100% true. There is a station in town that is only still turning on cameras because of high school football. Mm-hmm. So, the want for it is out there. You asked if I had any interest in it.
Yeah, I agree with
that's
Browner.
That's totally different.
You guys will not have interest in this. And Alex, you may never have interest. Browner, you will have interest later in life.
Sooner than I want to.
When you have a child who is either at a high school where football's a big deal, or if you have a child that plays high school football, you'll be into it then. You know, that would be like me asking you guys this question. Either are you guys interested in the Little League World Series right now?
No.
Me neither. Okay. Now, years ago, when my kid was playing Little League, and we were all thinking, man, we got a team, man. We got a squad. We're going to take this team to Williamsport, man. We got ourselves a squad. There was that time period for about 4 or 5 years where I was really into this Little League World Series because not only was my kid playing, but we had the couple teams from Chula Vista. There was a team from Encinitas. When you have local kids that are into it, then all of a sudden, like Billy Ray and I did a lot for years.
I was there.
Right? So I don't have interest in the Little League World Series. Excuse me, just to finish up. I don't have interest in the Little League World Series right now. And I turn on ESPN in the afternoon. I'm like, oh my God, enough with the freaking Little League World Series. But that's because I'm selfish about it. When I was into it, I watched. When I'm not into it, I don't. So I understand why you guys would not be as into high school football as I know I am. You were saying
You are describing fantasy football. You are describing fantasy football. A lot of people care about it, but people only care about their own team, whatever they are interested in. Like nobody wants to hear about other people's fantasy football team, which is why we don't do fantasy football interviews here, you know, because it's like no one cares about our but with the league will care. But I think if people are not in that league, it's like, do they care that much? No, not really. So it's the same thing.
Yeah.
You're absolutely correct, man. When you have in like when I was in high school, I didn't play football, but I loved going. I went to every game. I thought it was great. The moment I graduated, I never went back. It was a chapter in my life. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
And I was done. I was out. Never went to homecoming. Nothing.
I'm 20 years ahead of you guys. And here's what I'll tell you that, obviously my son got done playing high school football, played here at Torrey Pines High School. And even to this day, I still go back to high school football games on Friday nights. So for me, what high school football is it's a very communal thing. When I go on Friday nights, I'll see everybody that I know. Hey, how you doing? Hey, what's going on? Hey, how's it going? And I see the coaches and I see the principal of the high school and I see other moms and dads out there, many of whom their children have long graduated and they've gone on to other things in their lives. They come back on Friday nights. So it doesn't matter where you went to high school or where your kids went to high school. A lot of people like me are into it.
Yeah.
Still go see it, etc.
I think it's interesting that you decided to start the show this way. Yeah. Because when Christian comes on later,
yeah,
I never would say everything you just said. I was going to be a professional and fake my way the whole season. Nice. But now you just outed me. So now the great friends know that me and Brown are going to fake our way every Friday through a second.
Well, but instead of just purely faking it, because even on a day like today, I'll be faking it too. Because we're only into like week two. And I don't know a lot about.
Wait, what? It started already?
Yeah, it started last Friday night.
Oh, I know that my alma mater won California State Championship in 2019.
Hey, mazel tov.
Yeah.
Way to go, Oxnard.
Considering how, when I was there.
Not good,
an improvement.
Yeah. And we had a couple of state championship teams in San Diego County last season. So here's what I think will happen. I think Christian will know so much about all these different schools and about all these different players that he'll actually get us to the point where we're like, okay, now I'm kind of following a bit. Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see if we can get Browner into it.
Bill Walton this situation.
He could just talk nonstop.
Christian, go.
Yeah, right. Christian, talk high school football. Go. Yeah. All right. Let me say this. We're just getting going here on a Friday afternoon, and we are in the 7 Mile Casino studio, 7milecasino.com. Want to say what's going on to everybody who's listening on radio. So everybody who's a 1090 listener, you know how we feel about you guys. You're old school. You're with us for a long time. We appreciate you guys. For everybody that's on the YouTube chat, yesterday I saw what happened yesterday. We were building, and then Christian Hogan came on, and Christian was talking to us about his big event that's happening tomorrow, his Cali Rad Reggae Fest that's happening up in the Carlsbad Vista area. Browner, are you going to come with me tomorrow, or are you out on that?
I'm working on coming with you.
Okay. Because tomorrow, Browner and I are going to be at Lexus San Diego, which is on the 163 and Kearney Mesa Road. It's right there. I mean, everybody who's ever driven by, you know exactly where it is. Browner and I are there tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's me, Browner, the Pod Squad, the Swingin' Friar, the Padres Traveling Museum. It's free Padres merch. It's free food. God, I hope they have some good food tomorrow. We're giving away Manny really Machado. Close. What'd you say, dude?
In-N-Out's really close.
The In-N-Out is super close. And by the way, there's a lot of good stuff right nearby there.
Yeah.
So we're giving away a Manny Machado game-worn jersey, a Will Myers game-used bat. But probably the biggest giveaway tomorrow is Padres-Dodgers on September 27th at Petco Park. It's a four-pack of tickets and a parking pass to go with it, but you must be present to win. So we'll see all the great friends out there tomorrow. When we get done at 2 o'clock, I'm heading north to Carlsbad because, you know, yesterday Christian Hogan was on the show, guys, and it was emotional. It really was. You know, when you are 50 years old and you've got a kid who's 21 and he's been dealing with Duchenne muscular dystrophy for practically his whole life, and, you know, the stories that Christian was telling us about his son yesterday, that's emotional stuff. So I hope all the great friends that either come to Lexus San Diego, I hope you guys all caravan with us up to Carlsbad. If you can't get to Lexus San Diego, at least come support Christian out at this event. Alex, can you put up on the screen the...
Don't have it. I was looking
for it. Okay. Well, we'll get it. Yeah. We'll get it. But it's an awesome thing to be a part of. And, you know, I was having this conversation this morning with my girlfriend, and she's like, dude, you just work way too much in your life. She's like, you just nonstop, constantly working. And she said to me, she goes, it's a choice you're making. And I said, is it really a choice? And then I thought to myself, you know what? She's right. It is a choice. Because I could have very easily have taken today off, flown down to Florida for my sister's 50th birthday party, and been there tomorrow with my parents and my sister and her daughter and her husband. And I could have done that, which is what I would have liked to have done that. But I knew that we had this thing at Lexus San Diego, and I didn't want to blow it off. And I knew that Christian had this event. And so when my girlfriend says to me, it's your choice to work like this, it is a choice. You know, you guys, the great friends, have been so good to us for 20 years. We've been on the radio. How do you survive 20 years in San Diego if you're not being supported by the audience? And so I love to give back to the audience, and it is a choice. And it is a few hours out of my day tomorrow that I'm going to go do this. And I'm not like beating my chest about it. I'm just saying she's right. It is a choice, you know, but I feel like I need to be there tomorrow. I feel like I want to be there tomorrow. How about that? So we'll go from Lexus San Diego, then we'll head up to Christian's event. And then I'm going to take a couple days off next week and try and get my life back together. So anyway, but I saw what happened yesterday on YouTube. You know, we were building audience. Christian came on, everybody was tuned in. And then the next segment, my friend Mike Trevino came on, and I saw that we lost a bunch of viewers at that point. Those of you who left yesterday, you guys don't know what you missed, man. You have no idea what you missed. To hear a guy talk about a 100-mile run and why he did it and how it felt. And then, by the way, Browner, I know you were most fascinated by this. Wait a second. You got done with a 100-mile run. It took you 26 hours to complete. You packed your family back up in a car, and you drove home to San Diego. Like, it was a crazy story. So anybody who left, I'm going to tell you guys this right now. You need to trust me sometimes, okay? We don't just put people on here to put people on here. We put people on here to tell great stories. Trust me, will you? And then you have no idea what you missed. Browner, I almost threw up when I saw Tommy take that glizzy and put it in that white sauce and suck up that sauce through that glizzy. Dude, I seriously almost threw up on the show. And then when I watched it again, when Alex replayed it on social media, I literally almost vomited.
Oh, it was the sound. I don't know how well you guys could hear it. The sound of it in person was utterly disgusting.
Look at this. We're watching it right now. First things first, we told Tommy he needed to suck liquid through the glizzy. Instead, he bites off half of the thing. Then he's like, what? What's going on here? Then he tries to snort the freaking sauce through the glizzy. Watch this. Browner, I thought you were going to throw up here. Brian Bushfield, I thought at West Coast BBQ Shop, I thought he was going to throw up. Not Tommy Tommy. Tommy Tommy put that creamy sauce in his mouth and he shook it all up.
Bruh, that he was loved it. The sound of the hot dog sucking out the cream. Hey, because at that point it had gotten to the bottom of the tray and it made like this really like weird fart noise. It was so gross.
You mean like the sound at the end of a milkshake where you're slurping up the last little bit of a milkshake? Yeah.
Yeah. It was gross. It was gross.
I thought you were gonna lose it.
I almost did. I was being professional.
Nice.
I couldn't take it.
You were so professional, like chomping on the air.
I don't know how you guys expect for us to have a food segment and then me not chew. I don't really understand. You guys know how eating works?
You can chew 100% off mic.
You know, I thought about this after the show as I listened to a portion of it. Do you remember the last time you had food on the show, sir? Do you remember?
Well, I think I was there.
No. Do you remember what you did?
No.
You chewed on the microphone.
Oh, to make fun of you guys. Yeah.
You get out of here.
Yeah, no, to make fun of you guys. I even said, this is what you guys sound like. Mmm, 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 mmm. You know how disgusting it is? And Scott agreed. It is disgusting when you're not eating.
Listen, you guys are just radio sensitive. I thought it was great. I love when people chew on air. You guys are weird.
Making your audience throw up. That'll keep them there.
You know.
Scott wonders why the audience left.
Do you think people left because of Tommy Tommy and the...
Because he didn't know how to do it.
No. They left prior to that. They left for the Trevino thing. They were like, oh, I'm not interested in this. Anybody who left yesterday, I'm telling you right now, would you please just trust me? When we put somebody on here, it's for a reason. Sometimes we put on a guest because they're paying to be on. Okay, but wait a second. They're paying, but all of a sudden my phone blows up with, hey, what's that doctor's name? And how do I get a hold of these guys? Because I want to lose that weight. So when we put people on, we put them on for a reason. Okay. Now, those of you that are the hardcores, the real heart and soul, you guys stuck through. For those of you that were like, you know, it was maybe 30% of you guys that were like, oh man, I'm not interested in this story. This guy's not a pro athlete. They're not talking about Tatis anymore. I'm out of here. Come on. What are you doing?
I get it.
You do?
Yeah. I don't think, Scott, you understand how invested people are into the Padres right now. Like, it's largely. I think that I wouldn't call it excitement, but I think that is what
trepidation.
That is what people care about right now. Well, I don't care that there's a new stadium opening on Saturday next week. I don't care. I mean, we all know what we're going to talk about later with that program, but I think that at least my interaction with people is Padres. That is what people care about on an off day. That is what people care about. It is crunch time. We got a month, you know, and it's time. Yeah. And I genuinely, it's awesome to see because it's new.
Yeah, I got a message from a couple of listeners yesterday that were not happy with me and my feeling of like this thing is spiraling and it could get out of control real soon. And we all were making predictions yesterday. There's 36 games remaining in the season. And of the 36 games, we all predicted what we thought the record would be in the final 36 games. And I said 16-20. And Alex, I'm trying to remember
18
what you were.
500.
Okay, 500. And Browner, you were, of course, very optimistic. What were you?
I was, I think it was
2016.
Yes.
Yeah, like okay, opposite so opposite of what I was. Yeah. So I got a message yesterday from a long, long time great friend. You guys know Caldera Sam? You guys know him?
Sounds familiar.
Yeah. So Caldera Sam is a guy that works. He's a parking manager. I want to say.
Oh, I remember him. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And Caldera Sam yesterday hit me up and he goes, hey, man, when the Padres make the playoffs, you owe me a dinner for two at Mr. A's.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn. So like super fancy restaurant. I didn't know you could just do things like that. That's
cool.
Well,
I didn't know that either. I said to myself, so I wrote him back and I said, well, hold on a second, homie. I said, let me get this straight. Do we have a bet going?
Right. So if they miss, you take me to Mr. A's?
Right. So that's what I said. I go, so now if the Padres miss the playoffs, then I'll commit to you that if the Padres make the playoffs, I'll take you to Mr. A's for a fancy dinner. Ooh. But if the Padres don't make the playoffs, which, I mean, I hope they make the playoffs, that'll make things exciting. That makes sports exciting when your team is actually good and in the postseason. You know, when your hometown team is good and everybody's excited about it, more people tune into the podcast, more people tune into the radio show, the YouTube show, the TV show, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't want to root against these guys. I'm one of these people who's seen it over and over and over again. And I feel like I'm watching a replay of last year in many ways, even though they're significantly better record-wise right now than they were a year ago. So I said to him, I go, well, dude, if they don't make the playoffs, you're going to be taking me to Mr. A's then. And he said, no. We're going to like some small little place that's, you know, like a little In-N-Out. Taco stand kind of place. In-N-Out works for me. I'd rather go to In-N-Out than Mr. A's.
I drove by In-N-Out 2 nights ago. I really wanted it. It's too long of a line. Couldn't do it.
I know.
The line is always discouraging.
I always think to myself, you know what, man? Get out of your car, go into the place. It'll be a lot faster. And even when you go in, it takes forever. So, all right, listen, we're just underway. It's Friday afternoon. We're in the 7 Mile Casino studio, 7milecasino.com. To me, the biggest story of what's going on in town right now, I'll tell you that next. This is Kaplan and Crew with Grande and the Brown. Hey, great friends. What's happening? It's Friday afternoon. This is Kaplan and Crew. Grande and the Brown Man in the house, all coming to you from the 7 Mile Casino Studio, 7milecasino.com. Quick reminder, everybody, tomorrow we are at Lexus San Diego, the 163 and Kearney Mesa Road, me and Browner, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., Swingin' Friar, Pod Squad, Padres Traveling Museum, tons of free food, lots of free Padres merch, an opportunity to win Padres Dodgers tickets for September 27th and a parking pass. It's a 4-pack and a parking pass and lots of incredible
giveaways.
In the
Lexus lot?
Is that where the parking pass is for?
I mean,
I would hope so.
If you're in Lexus of San Diego, I would.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess so.
Yeah, that's a great parking.
So. The Lexus lot is the best parking lot in down at Petco Park. I mean, it's the closest place, and it's a quick little jaunt right over to the ballpark. And so shout out to my man, Eddie from Ace Parking, who runs the Lexus lot. That's the man.
Shout out.
Yeah. Hell to the, yeah. So we're there tomorrow from 11 to 3. We'll see you guys there. And then Alex, were you able to find that Calirad promotion?
Yes.
Can you show it to us on the screen?
Yes.
Can you walk us through it while I'm coughing?
Oh, I didn't know you were coughing. This is the Cali Rad Reggae screen. Brew Fest at local. You're not on screen, my sir. At Local Roots tomorrow, starting at noon to 11 p.m. This is from great friend shout out Christian. It's at Local Roots, 1430 Vantage Court in Vista. Proceeds go to Cure Duchenne. LocalRootsKombucha.com. You can get your tickets. Ian Young and Imperial Sound and Tomorrow's Bad Seeds, who I actually really like. Tomorrow's Bad Seeds. I heard them. I had a lot of songs on my liked playlist from them. Check it out. Tomorrow, Scott will be there right after the Lexus event.
I should be there. No, I'm good now. Thank you. I should be there 2:30, 3 o'clock-ish. And Browner, you say you're trying to manage it to come with us?
Yep.
All right. Cool, man. Cool. All right. Let me tell you guys, I'm very, very upset and kind of disgusted, frankly, by the story that is out there now about the San Diego State football players and this rape situation.
It's been out there for a while.
True. But
the details.
Didn't know who the players were.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know who the accusations.
Correct.
And I haven't talked about it. So what really bothers me about this San Diego State story is it's multifold. I'll start with this. You ready? I got three daughters, 20, 18, and 15, almost 16. I know my 20-year-old and my 18-year-old have been down to San Diego State. I know they've been down there, you know, partying like college kids. And I was always nervous about them going down there, not because I was worried that the football players are a bunch of animals and, you know, that this is going to happen, but it's a fear. When you are a father and you have daughters, this is a fear. When my kids all went back to college this year, I got a subscription to this app called Life 360 because I want to know where they are at all times. You know, yesterday my daughter was driving home from school with her friends and I was tracking her on Life 360. And I texted her and I said, who's driving? She told me. I go, tell her to slow down. She's doing like 75 miles an hour. Like, that's how detailed this app is. And I just feel like I need it. You know, I have a daughter in New Orleans at Tulane. Dude, already she's there 2 weeks. And in the dorm next to her, there has already been a sexual assault. I know this because there's a like a parent's Facebook page and they're all talking about it. So as a father of daughters, this is the scariest damn thing there is. On the other hand, as the father of a son who is playing college football right now, that also scares me. Because, you know, guys get into a pack, if you will. And there's booze and there's drugs. And the next thing you know, you do something really bad, really stupid, really could screw up your life, your career, your family, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it's bad. Now, a third layer to this story that really upsets me is this kid, Matt Araiza. I'm not about to tell you that I'm friends with the kid or his parents, but I know them. I mean, I've been following this kid's career since he's a freshman at Rancho Bernardo High School. And to hear the stories of how the accuser is reporting it and how long this has taken, this whole thing just, there's nothing good to say. It is all bad for everybody involved. Araiza, who's the name that everybody knows, because he was the guy who was, I mean, he pretty much won the Heisman Trophy for college punters last year. That's the Ray Guy Award. That is the Heisman Trophy if you're a punter in college. So he's a high-profile kid. He's drafted into the NFL. He had an 82-yard punt in a preseason game, which, you know, essentially, he made the Buffalo Bills on that. He's going to play tonight in a preseason game, or at least he's projected to play tonight in a preseason game. You know why? Because the NFL, hands off. Hands off. It happened in college. It happened before he got into the NFL. Not our jurisdiction. We don't care. Isn't that interesting that an NFL player would have such a terrible accusation against him, and the NFL would be like, not our problem. He wasn't here. He wasn't in the NFL when this happened, so not our problem. I feel bad for Brady Hoke. I mean, what's he going to do? Like, show up at a party and go, oh, hey, what are you guys doing? I mean, for a program that is opening a brand new football stadium where there's some excitement around the program, mostly because of the stadium, to have this sort of negativity and probably stupidity from the players, it's bad. It's really awful. And it's everywhere, man. This story is being reported everywhere. If none of these three young men were in the NFL right now, this could be on the back burner for reporting-wise. But because one guy is super high visibility and is an NFL football player now, this becomes NFL Network, ESPN, Sports Illustrated, I mean, whatever. You name it, it's freaking everywhere. And I turned
and he's
on
also
yesterday.
The main person accused, by the way.
True, but The way I've read the accusations, it's like, here's this young girl, 17 years old, shows up to a party on a college campus, and she's already drunk. This is the way I've read it.
Right.
She meets up with Araiza, according to the reports.
Yes.
He starts feeding her more drinks. Next thing you know, they're on, this is again the way I've read it, the side of the house, not in a bedroom, but on the side of a house. He says, do this for me. She's a young girl. He's like, he's 21 years old. He's feeding her drinks. She's already wasted. And she does it. Then he winds up, you know, going further with her. But then when done, he takes her inside, puts her in a room with a couple of right now accused animals. And not only does she eventually leave after 90 minutes, the accusations are her nose ring was yanked out. Her belly button ring was yanked out. She comes out of the room after 90 minutes. Her girlfriends are all looking for her. She's all beat up and bloodied. And the next day they go to the cops. And by the way, this happened a long ass time ago. So, and I say a long time ago, meaning
October.
Yeah. What I'm saying is that October of this year or last year?
2021.
Okay. So this happens October of 21. Here we are in August, late August of 2022. It has taken forever for there to be any sort of investigation, for the cops to have been as involved. But guys, I mean, like, I'm just disgusted by the story. I
also
knew,
like,
there was
calls into question, don't you guys think? Because remember when during the draft he wasn't the first punter taken? He wasn't right. Even the second punter taken.
And it was very confusing as to why. Like,
and everybody started saying, oh, it's because he has accuracy within the 20s. His net punt return is too high, blah, blah, blah. Everybody starts trying to make up excuses. It's, well, what did people know? Now it's like, you know, obviously, Scott, we're talking about PIs. You know, the NFL, supposedly, during the draft, they do their homework on players. It's like, what did people know? And then the lawyer, I think this is the gross, weird, everything is weird and gross here, but his lawyer saying it's a shakedown because he's on the Buffalo Bills now. When yeah. She went to the cops the next day.
Right.
Right.
That doesn't fly.
It doesn't fly at all. No. So, and then the whole details, I don't know if you guys read, they basically set up a call
between
the cops.
And
he admitted, and then he admitted that there was something, but the cops needed him to admit that they actually had sex. And the line that you know is just screams guilty. He on the phone goes, this is Matt Araiza. I don't remember anything that happened.
Now, here's a question for you.
Because at that point, he probably knew he was being recorded.
How would he know that? I really have been trying to think about that part of it. Like, you're a 21-year-old kid. The girl calls you. He tells her, according to the suit that was filed, that she should check herself for sexually transmitted diseases, because apparently, again, Alex, chlamydia. You could probably, yeah, you could put this up on the screen, so it's not us saying it. This is from the actual complaint.
Yeah.
The pretext call with Araiza occurred the following day, October 28th, 2001, at approximately 8:15 p.m. During the call, Araiza confirmed having sex with Doe, Jane Doe, even telling her that she should get tested for STDs. When the detectives heard this, now imagine, the detectives are sitting there with her. I mean, it's not, I don't think it's called entrapment necessarily, but they're sort of coaching her, like, okay, hey, if you're about to make this accusation, we really need to know this stuff. If you could put it back on the screen now so I can keep reading it. When the detectives heard Araiza say this, they instructed Jane Doe to say, wait, what STD? Araiza told Jane Doe that he had tested positive for chlamydia, at which time Jane Doe was instructed to say, this is the cops telling her to say this, quote, so you know what to get tested for. Okay, that makes me feel a little bit better. To cement the criminal case against Araiza, the detectives asked Jane Doe to ask again, and this is a quote, and did we have actual sex? The detectives knew that asking such a direct question like this might raise red flags for Araiza, which they tried to manage by telling Doe to ask the question, and this is a quote, when you can bring it up again. I don't quite get that part of it.
They told her, when you can bring it up again. Like,
right, in
make
the conversation.
It natural. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't make it so obvious.
As expected, however, when Doe asked the awkward question, Araiza immediately changed his tone, saying, quote, this is Matt Araiza. I don't remember anything that happened that night, at which time he terminated the pretext call by hanging up on Doe. So I don't know any 21-year-old kid that would be smart enough and wise enough and aware enough to go, uh-oh, she must be sitting with detectives. They must be coaching her what to say, that he's smart enough to say what he said. I just have that. I don't quite get that part.
Not necessarily detectives, but in a savvy situation as to where all these kids have seen people get catfished, or all these people have seen people get their phone calls recorded. He probably knew at some point, it probably dawned on him, she keeps asking me this. She's probably recording this.
So I don't know. Maybe. At the time, I don't remember. Obviously, October is beginning of the season, mid-season. I don't remember how viral and popular he was getting at the time. Was he thinking, I just admitted I have chlamydia to someone and she's recording me and she's going to post it on? You know, like, there could be multiple reasons why red flags went up.
Yeah.
But that line, it's just...
It sounds like somebody who knew they did something and wanted to get away from it. Like, that's what... When reading that call... Clearly, he participated in something with her. And toward the end, he probably saw he was talking himself into a corner when she kept repeating, did we actually have sex? Because he knew what happened after, when they went into the house. So he was aware of what had happened to her, and he wanted no part of it. And that's why the whole, oh, I don't remember. Because clearly, if he took her into the house, according to this report, again, this is what I read. took her into the house, into a room with these other individuals, and whatever happened, happened. Like, he's aware of that.
Yeah, I also don't, I'm not pretending to know how the law system works at all, again, but how is he not, like, charged?
Yes. Yeah.
Why is this a lawsuit? How is he not criminally charged at that point? I mean, a girl is showing,
I don't know.
A girl has a story, a girl showing signs, physical signs. She has witnesses of leaving this party crying, bloody.
And bloody.
She has, she's obviously not scared that she was under intoxicated at, as a minor. She obviously knew that something bad went down. She said, this is the guy that did it. You call him. He admitted to having sex with her. There's eyewitnesses of her coming out of a room. How do you not charge him at that moment?
Yeah.
And because, you know, we talked about, obviously, we didn't really talk about it too much on the show because there wasn't any details besides, like, hey, there was a rape among San Diego State football players, and there seems to be some sort of cover-up. That's kind of the story that we've read. And there was nothing else. Literally, no players named. I think there was a statement by state, and that was it. Like, hey, we're just letting San Diego PD take care of it, and then once they do, then we will. So it all seems really shady and obviously disgusting by all. If it seems from obviously from a rise in the players, from if there was a cover up by the school, if there was a cover up by the SDPD, like the Bills, if they knew, I mean, the Bills
the
knew.
Would,
not only Scott, would, you know this part. The Bills knew about this story when they cut their the other punter they had on the team and named Ariza the punter. Yeah. They already knew about this,
right? I why would the SDPD care to cover this up? I mean, we're not talking about, well, we're talking about college football players. We're not talking about a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback where you're so influenced. And by the way, we're not talking about like being at Penn State, you know, where it's a little teeny tiny town and the football program and the coach, they kind of run the town. Like, this is the punter and a couple of nobodies on a football team in San Diego. Why would SDPD have any motivation to cover this up?
Relationships. San Diego PD has a relationship with San Diego State. So if they're going to quote unquote cover this up, it may not be the people who actually have the case. It might be the people above them. So when it comes to police corruption, which what this to a certain degree, this may be, this is why it looks bad. And then when it was given over to San Diego State, now you can't punish Matt Ariza because he no longer attends the university, but for you to not make this public, for you to not talk about what your side of the situation is, it all looks really, really bad for all parties involved. And it's gross. It is absolutely gross.
It is. You know what really upset me though, Browner? You know what really upset me when you talk about it being gross? If everything we've read is true, let's just go with that for a second. Ariza is done with her. I got what I wanted. Now I'm going to feed her to the lions. Now I put her in a bedroom with a couple of animals. And for the next 90 minutes, while she's half passed out, these guys go to work on her. 90 minutes? What the hell are these guys doing to this girl? And you mean to tell me that these guys don't have any sense of, oh, dude, this is bad. We shouldn't be doing this, man. This is really, really bad. Dude, we should not be doing this.
She filed a complaint. It happened. This happened October 17th. She goes to the cops October 18th. Ariza goes viral because he hits an 81-yard punt October 23rd, 5 days later.
Mm-hmm. I feel like there's the lawyer. His name is Gillian, I believe is his name, who is her lawyer. Does that sound – have you guys read that?
I don't know if you guys paid attention to it or not,
but he actually sent out a tweet, a couple of tweets, where he shows the text conversation between him and Ariza's lawyer, which I don't really understand why he did this, but I know this attorney, this guy, Dan Gillian. I know this guy. I don't know him well. I just was looking at my phone to see if I had his phone number. I know this guy. Not real well, but I've known him for at least 10 years through friends of friends. I'm just disgusted.
Actually, I'm now looking again, Scott. Sorry.
Yeah.
October 15th, two days before the incident, he had an 86-yard punt and went viral.
Got it. Yeah. I mean,
he's on cloud nine.
I cannot believe that that the listen, Ariza is the name. He's an NFL player now. He is a viral punting sensation, if you will. And it for him, for Ariza, his family, and anybody that's connected to him, like Nick Novak, former Charger kicker. You know how many times I've gone on to Nick Novak's Instagram and he's got tons of videos of Ariza punting because he's been coaching him up. It's bad for everybody. Obviously, I don't care about Ariza, and I don't care about these two other guys whose names I don't even know who they are.
Xavier Leonard, who's still on the team, or he's a redshirt freshman on the team, and the other guy is not on the team anymore. Nolan. Yeah,
I care about the girl. I care about the girl. That's what I care about. And to think that Ariza could be so arrogant as to get done, according to her accusation, and hand her off to a couple of animals in a room for the next 90 minutes. It's just the whole thing. Listen, I thought about not talking about this on the air today because there's nothing good to say. It's all bad. I feel terrible for a guy like Brady Hoke, meaning that he's trying to run a football program here. He's pulled into this thing. So, you know, listen, we don't know everything. We only know what the complaint says. But if it's true, it's really bad.
And you would hope that there is no cover up by San Diego State. So when you say poor Brady Hoke, you would hope that Brady Hoke didn't know. You would hope that the athletic department didn't know the extent and the details and the names of everything. Because if they knew what we now know today, and there's
what we know is the accusation.
Of course. But even still, the accusation, this complaint is pretty specific, you know? It's one of the things where it almost erases any sort of doubt in your brain when you read the whole thing. You're like, this is pretty ironclad here almost. So you would hope that Hoke and the department just didn't know the details.
Yeah. Well, listen, we'll hit this break. It just, the whole thing really just frustrates me. It disgusts me. It annoys the hell out of me. And I can't believe what I've just read. So stick around, everybody. We're in the 7 Mile Casino Studios. This is Kaplan and Crew. All right, great friends. Welcome back to the 7 Mile Casino Studios, 7milecasino.com. If you're just getting with us, you know, we tackled a very controversial topic just moments ago, and that's the whole San Diego State rape accusation story. I don't know how many people in local radio are going to talk about this because it's disgusting. It's painful. There's a lot to it. And again, I just don't know how many people will tackle it. You know, I don't think our friend Darren Smith is going to be talking about this because that's the San Diego State radio station and the Padres radio station. They got minor league baseball to discuss, but we'll talk about these kinds of things. And now that names have been released and accusations are flying and lawsuits have been filed, now I'm watching this thing. Now I'm paying attention. I have chosen to kind of put blinders on to the story over the last few months because didn't know many details. In fact, I kind of feel like, you know, Brady Hoke was on earlier this week and we're talking season and quarterback and NIL deals and conference realignment and new stadium. Hey, Brady, you want to talk about this thing? Of course not. But we didn't have this information then. So.
Right. And so I want to help you out with this as well.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because for people who would even insinuate that we didn't ask him that because he was here, so we didn't bring it up. With situations like this, you do not want to bring up something unless you have all the information. Or as much information as you're comfortable with. So at that time, we didn't have access to this article. We didn't have access to this information. So for us to be blindly or partially blindly asking Brady Hoke extremely sensitive questions like that, that would have been massively unprofessional and low level and clickbait. Yeah, and we don't really do that here. Unless somebody is eating through a straw.
Right.
A sausage.
Right. If somebody takes a glizzy and puts it into some white creamy sauce.
Snorts ranch.
Right. We'll go for clickbait on that. Yeah, we'll definitely go for
all day
on that. Yeah. Yeah.
All day.
Listen, clickbait.
We down.
Yeah, it's just, I'm telling you, man, when you're a father of daughters who are young women who have been down there before, you worry about this stuff. When you're the father like I am of a son who plays college football, you worry about this stuff. Like can you imagine his parents? Like, what the hell did you do? Man. Are you an idiot? Are you an absolute are you that entitled that you would treat another human being this way? What the hell is wrong with you? And listen, maybe this, maybe ultimately, I don't know, maybe the accusations are not true. I mean, you're innocent until proven guilty. But in the court of public opinion, based on everything that's been read so far, I mean, the reporting from the LA Times yesterday and you know, subsequently the way it's been reported on, everybody looks bad. San Diego State football looks bad. Ariza looks bad. The NFL, the Buffalo Bills, these other kids, the San Diego Police Department, which I can't believe this. So anyway, look, it's a very controversial subject. Wasn't sure if I was going to bring it up today. Could have just jerked around for the show today, but you know what? I think it's important. And again, I wonder what's going to happen to this kid. He makes the team, the Bills. They cut the other punter. They're playing a preseason game tonight, and he's supposed to be playing. Really? The NFL just goes on and doesn't say, hey, Bills, find a new punter. Give me a freaking break. We don't need this kind of trouble. He ain't that great. You know, he's good, but he's not worth the trouble. Right? He's not worth the trouble.
He's a punter.
Right. When you have a quarterback that has 24 accusations against him, but a $250 million guaranteed contract, we sort of understand. Sexual misconduct, not gang rape.
Yeah, big difference.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, man.
I know, it's really bad. Really bad. And I feel just terrible for the girl and her family. If everything she has reported is true, dude, I just have no mercy for these kids. You know?
Yeah, you use entitled and you know, there's other words that you should use if those accusations are true. That's animals. Those are just animals. Yeah. Those are guys that should be in jail.
Right. And a guy like Ariza, I'll bet you right now, that kid is probably thinking to himself, oh my God, what the hell? It was a party. We were drinking. She was cute. She came in. She was drunk. I gave her a drink. We did it. Big deal. And then what the hell did I do? I handed her off to a bunch of animals who for the next 90 minutes did this, but I'm the responsible party. Like, in other words, she's underage. I'm of age, statutory rape, let alone, you know, underage drinking, I mean, all these other things. But if you're a riser right now, how the hell do you focus on a freaking preseason NFL football game? And if you're the Buffalo Bills, aren't you thinking to yourself right now, we're the Super Bowl favorites? Literally in Vegas, the Bills are the Super Bowl favorites. And when the season kicks off on Thursday night and the whole world is watching because they're playing at the Super Bowl champions, this is a black cloud that's going to hang over their franchise. Do you really need this because a guy hit an 82-yard punt in a preseason game? So anyway, all right, listen, let me move on.
Hardcore left.
This is going to be a screeching halt. Yeah,
let's have a little fun. It's Friday.
Yep. And let's turn left. Okay,
this is not going to be the last time we talk about that, I'm sure.
No, it's not. And I just get emotional about it because, you know, I know this kid. I don't know him like he's not been in my house. I'm not like friends with the family, but I've been following his career since he's 15 years old. I followed this kid's career from freshman year at Rancho Bernardo High School, where he set the state record for field goals for in varsity football as a 15-year-old kid. All the way to now, until he's a 21-year-old kid in the NFL. The whole thing. So the whole it just disgusts me. But anyway. All right, hard turn left. Here we go. We are in the 7 Mile Casino Studios here on Kaplan and Crew. And Alex, this past week, we started talking about our fantasy football league that we're going to have.
Mm-hmm.
And we put out our show email for everybody that's watching and listening. And we said, if you would like to be one of 10 players in our fantasy football league, send us an email, tell us you want in. And then what we're going to do is we're going to randomly select 10 people to join our fantasy football league. Because we got me, Browner, Grande, and our commissioner, JD DeOcampo.
And I spoke with JD and I brought up, you know, Browner makes a good point. You want the most people involved. So I was like, should we move this to 16 again?
Okay.
And we both came to the conclusion of no. So we're going to stick with 14.
I just almost spit out my juice or water or whatever.
You guys thought I was about to say yes, we did. But no, we're going to stick with the 14. No. Okay. And we have not pre-selected anybody. Nobody. Okay. Like Scott and Browner don't even know how many are on the list.
Scott Browner don't know who's on the list. I haven't pre-selected. This is completely going to be random 100%.
Okay, so we asked everybody, if you want to play in our fantasy football league, send us an email. All you have to do is send us an email. The email address is show, S-H-O-W, at kaplanandcrew.com. Send us an email. We're going to take your name. We're going to assign a number. And then we're going to just have a random wheel select. We have, like, Alex found online some digital, like, wheel of fortune looking thing. It's called Pick a Wheel.
Yeah. And so, we got a lot of correspondence on social media, but if you corresponded on social media, I didn't add you to the list. We had a very specific instruction to email us. Okay. So only the people that emailed us.
Okay. So look, I'm going to ask you this, and I want you to be totally honest. Like, just tell me the number of people. 'Cause I think the first day we had like 50 emails come in.
First day was like 30 and okay. Yeah. Whatever we're at 68 entries, okay. Official entries,
68. Okay. Now that may not sound like a lot to you guys, but think about that. You mean you got to want to play fantasy football? Number one, you got to email the show. I mean, you got to do a few things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we have 68 people currently that want to fill 10 spots. How long until we actually announce who's going to be in the league?
Let's do it now.
Oh, you want to do this right now?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were going to take even more entries.
No, because you're off next week. We got to do this now.
So have you assigned 1 through 68 to all of these names?
I'm ready to go.
So we're announcing our 10 people right now.
In theory, I was ready to go.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I thought we were going to do a little Wheel of Fortune on the show.
Let's do it. I'm in.
Brown, I thought that's what we were doing.
Yeah.
All right, I'm in.
I got 68. I got a list of 68 people in front of me. Okay. Pretty much all names. I do have some, like, just emails, but okay. I'm ready to roll.
Okay. Hey, I want to just tell everybody before we spin this wheel, don't forget tomorrow, me and Browner, Lexus San Diego, 11 a.m. Right. to 2 p.m. We're giving away tickets to see the Padres and the Dodgers on September 27th. It's a four-pack of tickets plus a parking pass. There's a Manny Machado game-worn jersey, a Will Myers autographed bat. There is tons of free food. Yeah, game ball nonsense. Pod Squad, Swingin' Fryer, Museum. Like what is a Will Myers game-used ball?
You Maybe know? It's the even... one home run he hit this year.
Tons of free food, tons of free merch, lots of winning to be done, and it's all happening at Lexus San Diego tomorrow, 11 to 2 p.m. Be there. We'll see you guys there. All right, 1 through 68. Let's spin the wheel.
Should be really quick, and we'll get 10 numbers, and I'll tell you exactly who the name is, and we'll do it. You guys ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Spin number one.
Spinning that wheel. Here we go.
Spin that wheel. There's sound effects in my ear. I know you guys can't hear it.
Yeah, I would love to hear it.
Very professional.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah.
Number 32 is our first participant in our fantasy football draft, and that is Adrian Toribio. T-O-R-I-B-I-O.
Okay, I don't know Adrian, so that's good. You wanted new blood, Alex. You wanted fresh meat. Okay.
And now I've removed number 32, so now we have 67 chances here.
Okay.
Adrian Toribio, congratulations. You're in the league.
This is hilarious, by the way. I love that you're on this. This is great.
Number 56, a late entry. Ooh. And that is Jose Escobar.
Oh, nice. Way to go, Jose. Escobar. Way to go, Jose. Right. Nice.
This is exciting. I feel like Pat Sajak right now. I always wanted to do this. We need a Vanna White.
I know. Well, we got Browner.
Another high number.
Vanna Black, baby.
Number 47.
High numbers.
David Kruger.
I don't know David. I don't know David Kruger. Yeah.
We up to three people we don't know. This is exactly what Alex wanted.
Yeah.
I'm sure we're going to get someone we know. Let's see if we get a low number. Here we go. High number. Number 67.
Ooh, oh, wow.
Goodness.
Ooh. Chris Next up. B. Chris B. Chris I have B. your email. Don't worry. I know who you are. Chris B. You are in.
Okay, cool.
How many is that? Four?
Yep.
All right. Here we go. Got a lot of high numbers. So the early entries are not getting any love right now.
Just like the regular lottery.
And the early entries is where all the great normal great friends are. All right. Here we go.
Give me a one.
48.
This is unbelievable.
James Miller. Okay, right, so that's five. James. We're five in. All right. Five left to go. We'll see if we get next.
Some low ends. Give me some tans.
Exciting.
This is cool.
Give me some tans. It's like Russian roulette.
All right. Damn, 39. David Robles.
Actually, Browner, this is nothing like Russian roulette, just to be clear.
Yeah, no one's.
Well, what's the roulette table where they spin the thing?
Yeah, that's regular roulette. That's regular roulette. Yeah, not Russian roulette.
I didn't know there was another kind.
Oh, we got four spots remaining. Four spots remaining.
Come on, give me some low numbers here.
Again with the high one.
Give me a two.
Jesus.
57. D Panto JA 58. I have your email. I don't know who you are.
Dude, we've got 56, 57, 47, 48, 32, 39, and 67. We don't have anything under 32. This sucks.
How many have we done?
Six, one, two, seven? Three, four, five, six, seven. Seven.
Okay, so also what we're going to do is we have to draw. I'm going to draw four backups in case the original 10 don't respond.
Cool. Okay.
So here we go. Next. Number seven, right? We're going to number seven.
Number eight.
Eight. Number eight.
Yep.
Again, high number.
Jeez, oh, my
God.
It's unbelievable.
I've seen this guy on Twitter all the time. Fran Taitagui? Fran Taitagui.
You know who you are, Fran.
I've seen him on Twitter a lot.
What's up, Franny?
It's the last one.
What's that?
No, we have nine coming up.
Okay. This is number nine. Here's a low number. A low number. Lucky number 13, Efrain Garcia.
Nice.
Okay. And this is the last one, right? This is number 10, correct?
Yes.
Yep.
Here we go. Number 10. Number 10.
Okay. Who we got?
Here we go. The final submission.
Here we go.
Low number two. Ooh. No way. No.
That could be like
way.
Tommy.
Tommy Tom.
Any guess on who number two is? You guys know him.
Joe Rigby.
I would say Fat Tony.
Joe Rigby is in the league.
No.
One of the originals.
Right at the wire.
Okay, so these are the four backups. We'll just in case any of the original 10 don't respond in time. So you are alternate number one. Number 20.
Okay, these are the backups.
Here come the low numbers.
Chewy, you're the number one alternative. Number one alternative. This is great. We should do this every week just for
this
fun.
Is cool.
Yeah. All right. Alternate number two is number 51.
Wow.
Max Lucero.
Okay, I don't know Max.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. Here we go. Last two. Here we go. This is awesome.
Final two. The wheel's getting smaller. Here's a low number. Number 10.
Nice. That's also somebody we know for sure.
No, I don't know. Lan Nguyen.
I don't know Lan.
10th one.
Okay. And then one more to go. Alternate. Last chance to dance.
Final alternate.
Yeah. Who we got?
High number again.
Oh.
Ooh, 61.
Robert Harris.
Okay.
The fourth alternate. The people that did not make the cut, I apologize. And that, you know, there's a lot of you. And yes, all the names that you guys recognize, Joe Cabral, Anthony, Bernard, Sean Price, Charlie, guys you know, they're like top 10, top 15. So
that sucks.
Christian, Tommy, Molly, all those guys kind that of in the sucks. Middle. Luis Zepeda, those are in the middle. But hey. And get some new blood.
Yeah. That's cool. Hey, that was fun, actually. I really like that. So there you go. We have filled out our fantasy football roster, and there you have it. Hey, speaking of football, so last night, the Niners were playing the Texans in preseason football. I'm going to take a stab here and assume neither of you guys watched this game, right?
Nope.
Okay, me neither.
I tuned in because I was on my way to watch something on Amazon. I tuned in for a solid 2 minutes.
Okay.
I heard Al. I saw the crispness of the video quality.
Yep.
That was good to go.
I saw the highlights. I saw every one of Trey Lance's passes, which are important because they played the Bears in week one, and I'm feeling good.
So I will tell you guys that for me, and I want to remind everybody, like, dude, Thursday Night Football is going to be on Amazon. So you got to know how to use that. And I wonder if everybody does. So I did not even realize that I had Amazon Prime on my TV in my office here where I'm broadcasting from.
Not shocked.
Yeah, because I never use it. But Brown, I never use it. Like in my smart TV, in my family room and in my bedroom, I use Netflix. I use HBO Max. and I just started using Hulu for the first time because of this Lakers documentary called Legacy. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing on Amazon Prime that I watch. Nothing. In fact, the only time I've ever been on Amazon Prime to watch anything was years ago. I watched a Grateful Dead documentary. That's it. I've never watched anything on Amazon Prime. So, okay, here's me like, uh-oh, what do I do? Thankfully, I got this remote control and I use the voice activation and I go like this, Amazon Prime, just hoping that I've got it. Mm-hmm. Pops up on the screen. Okay, great. Now I've got it. Now the next problem, login.
Classic Scott.
Dude, but hold on a second. Am I alone in this? So yep. on my phone, I have Amazon where I buy stuff, dog food, deodorant, paper towels. I mean, I buy stuff on Amazon, right? But I don't have to log in when I use the app because it's already logged in. Feel me?
Until you get logged out, yeah.
Which I haven't been logged out in years.
Mm-hmm.
So now I got to figure it out because I don't know what my passwords are. I don't know what my login is. I don't know what my password is. So on my phone, I was able to use a QR code on the screen, get into my Amazon account, try and put in my password. Doesn't work, of course. Change my password. Works in a heartbeat. They send me an email. I put in a code. I give it to the TV. Boom. I'm in. I was able to, and I feel super good about myself. I was able to find out, A, I have Amazon Prime on this TV. B, I was able to use a QR code. C, I was able to change a password. And D, I was able to watch this game. Now, I didn't have much interest in the game because the NFL Network was showing Green Bay versus Kansas City. So if given the choice between the two, I would have taken Green Bay KC versus San Francisco and Houston. But the feeling of accomplishment, the feeling of being able to actually get Amazon Prime and get the football game on TV, you fellas don't seem to understand what a big accomplishment this was for somebody like me.
Happy for you, man.
I don't know, man. I'm not going to cheer someone for like tying their shoes, you know?
This is digital shoes, dog.
This is digital shoes. Yeah. Tying digital shoes. Mm-hmm.
It's like, yo, dude, I started my car.
No.
Push the start.
You're minimizing what an accomplishment this is, Alex.
Yeah, I know. On purpose.
No, but you're not even giving a good comparison.
No, well, I am. I'm telling you, that's how easy it is what you just did.
Now that you have Amazon Prime, you know how to watch it.
Yeah.
You should be focused on this viewing thing.
Scott, you can't call yourself a millennial and then do these things publicly.
I'm watching Lord of the Rings way more than I want to watch Game of Thrones.
I still haven't watched House of the Dragon.
You know what's amazing to me is how you criticize us for being nerds and geeks and you watch these nerdy, geeky shows. A nerd. You're a geek.
She-Hulk ain't no nerd show.
Yeah, it is. If it's at Comic-Con, it's a nerd show.
And dude, and Lord of the Rings is a total geeky, nerdy show.
I think that's like the geekiest nerdy show there is.
Right.
I disagree.
Are you going to walk to Mordor?
First of all,
first of all, we're going to this break. We're going to this break right now. Is that first of all? We're in the 7 Mile Casino Studios. We haven't talked to any Padres. We'll get there. Coming up. Stick around. This is Kaplan and Crew with Grande and the Brown Man. All right, great friends. Final segment of the week here on Kaplan and Crew. We are in the 7 Mile Casino Studios. Quick reminder for everybody that's listening, that's watching, whether you're on YouTube, you're on radio, you're on TV tonight, you're on any of the audio podcast platforms. Just a reminder, me and Brown are tomorrow at Lexus San Diego off the 163 and Kearney Mesa Road, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We've got tickets to give away for the Padres and the Dodgers September 27th, but you must be present to win, plus a parking pass, tons of free food, lots of free Padre merch, some really great Padre stuff to win, like a Manny Machado game-worn jersey, blah, blah, blah. There's a ton going on. 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., me and Browner, the Swingin' Friar, the Padre Traveling Museum, the Pod Squad, and tons of free food. So bring your family out. It's going to be a great time. All right. I'm really excited about bringing this young man back on the show, and he'll be with us throughout the high school football season. I've known this kid for a long time. I say kid, he's a young man, but many years ago, Billy Ray and I were on the radio talking about something, and this kid shows up at 1090 and he brings Billy Ray a pair of Beats headphones. And that was his entree. It was like such an aggressive move, but it was his entree into our ecosystem. By the way, those Beats headphones, I wear them every day on radio. I swear to you, I wear them every single day all these years later.
I don't think it took you long to take them from Billy Ray.
Well, what happened, Christian, was what what happened was Billy Ray's head was so big that that he just couldn't seem to get them to fit. So I was like, well, give them to me, man. I love them. I absolutely love those headphones all these years later. I really, really do. So Christian Pedersen is here. He runs an account on Instagram called SD Prep Insider. That day that Christian came into the radio station, it turned into a long relationship that Christian and I have had. We had a TV show together called San Diego Prep Insider that used to air on Fox Sports San Diego. We expanded it up to LA. We had a really good run with that TV show. But at one point, Christian and I were like, why are we doing this on TV? No one's watching it anyway. Everybody's getting all this information from social media. And this SD Prep Insider is the number one place to go for San Diego high school sports. It's not just football. It's volleyball. It's swimming. It's water polo. It's field hockey. If your kid is playing high school sports, SD Prep Insider is what you should be following on Instagram. Christian, welcome back, man. How are you today?
I'm doing really good, man. Thank you very much for having me on. It's a pleasure to be back on the network with you guys and see all your beautiful smiling faces. What's going on? We're 1 week in is what's going on, but now it's time to actually have some weekly coverage on here. It's exciting.
Yeah. Hey, if you move your camera just a little bit, we'll be able to see that SD Prep Insider logo behind. There you go. Looking good, man. So listen, I'm a high school football fan because I've had kids that have gone through high school and played football, and my daughter is still in high school and I go on Friday nights. Christian, these two guys right here, they don't have kids that have been in high school or play high school sports, not as into it as I am. But I know we got a lot of coaches, admins, players, families, everybody's driving to games on a Friday afternoon. And I want to have you come on the show and tell us what we need to know as we get ready for a Friday Night Lights here in San Diego. So I'm kind of hoping you could give us the biggest games that we should know about in all of about 7 or 8 minutes. What do you say?
First off, I say I've been up to the challenge to try and convince 1090 employees who are skeptics that high school football is worth watching since Darren Smith. So I am down. And yeah, there's the cream of the crop that is the guys who are loaded up with players that are going to be going Division One, and that's a ton of fun to watch. And then there's kind of everything else where it's like, hey, that's a great way to spend a Friday night. And I get that that's not for everybody, but this year's cream of the crop, we have a 5-star top nationally rated quarterback prospect who is currently uncommitted but has a ton of offers. We have allegedly the number one linebacker in the entire nation for the senior class this year. Lincoln might have the best defense in the state. Cathedral Catholic looks good as always. There's a bunch of these teams to know about. So let's talk about some of these games.
I ask you a question really quickly?
Yeah,
The linebacker that you're talking about, who's that?
Trey Edwards at Modern Day Catholic. Currently, he is committed to UCLA to play linebacker there. He's one of, I think, 16 guys right now that has Division I offers on Modern Day Catholic's team.
I wonder why the number one linebacker in the country is choosing UCLA.
Yeah. Damn.
Okay, so UCLA has granted that the names have not been signed pen to paper yet, and they can still go other schools. UCLA has the top running back out of San Diego and the top linebacker, both committed there. So whatever kind of Big Ten money, dark money they're pulling in, it's already going to recruits.
Wow, and Modern Day, you said, has 16 Division I players on their team?
Yes.
And they lost last week to Cathedral Catholic?
Yes, but they did it to themselves. They had like a high 100s, low 200s yards of penalties, couple of big turnovers. Modern Day or Cathedral Catholic looked conservative, and they know how to run the ball up the middle really, really hard.
Okay. And then the quarterback, the top quarterback in San Diego, is this kid from Carlsbad. You say he's uncommitted. What's his name?
Julian Sayin.
Julian Sayin. I'm just saying. Yes. This kid is, when you talk about number one quarterbacks, there's a kid up at Los Alamitos High School in LA, Malachi Nelson, that was a USC recruit, and now he's reopening up his recruiting. Browner, you may have seen the story that this kid in high school signed with Clutch Sports.
Yep.
So, but this kid from Carlsbad High School, he's literally one of the top high school quarterbacks in the entire nation. Is that right, Christian?
He's following the trajectory of recent San Diego high school superstar Tyler Buckner, who's now the starting quarterback at Notre Dame after a season. So yeah, this is the same kind of hype that that kid was getting. So yeah, I would say that he is a national considered prospect, and wherever he goes, unless there is already an established quarterback there, he would be the incumbent, you know, player to be at Tennessee or Auburn or wherever he winds up.
And the kid at Notre Dame, Tyler Buckner, he's a kid from Bishops. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
And he's the starting quarterback at Notre Dame now.
His sophomore year, he is now the starting quarterback at Notre Dame.
Unbelievable. I mean, see, guys, this is why I love this stuff. This is why I was telling him, Christian, that, you know, to watch a Chris Olave go from Mission Hills High School to Ohio State to a first-round draft choice, I love this kind of stuff. So if you can, got about 5 minutes. Just give me like the two or three.
I'll hit you with the one game that you really, really need to go watch. And this is Cathedral Catholic, or not, sorry, I apologize. It's Carlsbad versus Modern Day Catholic. It's at Modern Day Catholic this Friday night. You can still get tickets on the GoFan app. And I mean, Modern Day versus Cathedral, it is 1-2 ostensibly. This is a preview of what could be a championship game, and it's a chance to see Division I commits on both sides. Also, for Carlsbad, the juniors currently, they never lost a game on their freshman or JV team. So combined with that five-star quarterback, there's a lot of younger talent coming in. This could be like a state championship type Carlsbad.
When did Carlsbad become such a football powerhouse? I mean, I know we've had Mission Hills over the years that had a couple
over the last 5 years, Oceanside has just started to slowly drift away from going to Oceanside and start going to other schools up in the North County. And Carlsbad has just benefited immensely from it. And it's just been a gradual progression. They were in the finals last year against Cathedral Catholic at the open division. So they're maybe 3 years into now being a bona fide powerhouse, but this will be their best year yet to watch them.
So Carlsbad against Modern Day Catholic. Modern Day Catholic is in Chula Vista, correct?
Yes, it is down in like almost East Lake area.
Okay, and so this is the biggest game of tonight.
Yeah, biggest game of the night. Game a little bit closer to the center of the city is Madison playing host to Steel Canyon. I highlight Madison because of twofold. One is they have the best linemen in San Diego County, and when you get disproportionate sized linemen hitting people, it's really fun to watch, like a high 200 pounds kid just steamrolling people. But also Madison has a future potential first round Major League Baseball draft pick playing on it in Jake Jackson, and I just always think those are fascinating to watch when you have a kid who's a really huge two sport athlete but has already committed to play baseball, so you know this is it for football. Like, he wants the ball a ton, and he's a wide receiver for Madison and is absolutely a thrill to watch.
Okay, got it.
That one's a lot closer. The if you need a North County game to go to, let me see, consult my notes here. Yeah, there's just so many good ones. I'll say download the Scorebook Live app for any and all results, but you can go to Cathedral Catholic would be my North County game.
They're playing against Centennial, correct? They're
playing against Centennial, and this will be the biggest opponent that is in San Diego nationally speaking this year.
Where are they from, Centennial? Do you know?
Centennial is from Orange County area.
Uh-huh.
And they notably put up 77 points in the first half of their opening game last week.
And they scored 85 total points in the game, right? 85-0?
They pulled the brakes at halftime, but 77-0 going into halftime. So that's another huge one. Cathedral Catholic, after beating Modern Day Catholic last week, is the anointed number one right now. But this will be certainly a big way to tell. Other than that, I mean, I'll throw out there that there are going to be 25 plus games every night. So go on to our website, SanDiegoPrepInsider.com, or find us on any social media, SD Prep Insider. And we got a list of where there's all the games. There's literally, like, if you average it out, probably a high school football game every like 6 miles.
Nice.
For a certain stretch of some of this. So whatever I need to do geographically, you let me know going forward so that I can pick games close to Browner and Padilla.
Should we talk about the team that's on the station?
I don't know that Christian is. I mean, Christian is an expert in the San Diego section. Christian, do you know that we have games on 1090 for St. John Bosco on Friday nights?
No, St. John Bosco is up in the same league as Centennial, so they are in that upper crust. They are one of the big national powerhouses.
All right,
got it. Are they the Alabama of high school?
No, because they're not even the best in San Diego. They're not the best in California. I think the Modern Day, not Catholic, but Modern Day up in Orange County probably is the one that you would consider the Alabama, with St. John Bosco probably being
like the Clemson.
Yeah. Or the Notre Dame,
Ohio State,
or now that they've got the NIL money, they're the Miami from the '80s. They're like, with a ton of diamond chains and reckless decisions.
Hey, Christian, it is great to talk to you, man. Thank you for doing this. We'll see you next Friday, but this is going to be fun. I mean, it's only our first one and the season's only into week two, but this is going to be a lot of fun. Check Christian out on Instagram. The account is SD Prep Insider. That's the one to follow.
I just want to throw out one other thing real quick, and thank you very much for having me on. There's a ref shortage this year, which is good news for fans. So there's about 10 games being played Thursday and Saturday nights. So make sure you go check out our website also for what games you can check on Saturdays. And also a ton of these are now streaming. So we will have links if you can't make it out to one of these games, just where you can find everything online.
Awesome. The website is San Diego Prep Insider. Christian, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, man. All right, guys, we go from high school football and that preview from Christian. Guys, are you going to be watching the Padres all weekend long? I mean, this is a huge series coming up. And I say huge not because it's so sexy, but because they got to start winning some games.
Every game here is huge.
Yeah.
Every game is huge.
To go. Right.
You know what, dude? I really am. I'm bearing down. And I'm ready to watch every game every night. You know, they're not going to be eliminated anytime soon. And there's a possibility they can go on some sort of run. I know Bryce Harper's back for the Phillies now, so it's they got another weapon coming. But, dude, this is it. This is what we've been wanting. This is all we'll be watching. I don't care that they're playing the Royals, but I got Musgrove on the mound tonight. I'm ready to go.
Yeah. Hey, you mentioned the Phillies. Did you guys know that our friend Bradley Zimmer, who was originally a first-round draft choice, this is a kid who went to La Jolla High School, University of San Francisco, first-round pick of the Cleveland Indians, then was with the Toronto Blue Jays this year, got let go, picked up by Philadelphia, has been the starting center fielder in Philly. Bat is starting to come alive. And now Bryce Harper's coming back. So I've been watching a little bit of the Phillies. They actually had a kid with the Phillies named Mickey Moniak, who was the first overall pick out of La Costa Canyon High School. He's now with the Angels. I don't know if you guys are following this stuff. I am. So tonight, actually, this game's going to start 5:10. So not long from right now.
Phillies,
Padres and Royals.
Phillies are the complete opposite of what the Angels thought they were doing when they fired their manager. Yeah, you know, they fired Joe Girardi early on, and then you're like, oh man, Phillies are a mess. And then they couldn't wait to get Girardi out of there because they have been a good team. They have been a very good team since they fired Joe Girardi. So yeah, complete opposite. The Angels, I think they lost like 8 in a row again. You know, Phil Nevin might get fired as interim. They're so bad.
Yeah, really. I know. How about the Padres, just as a side note, not necessarily talking about tonight's game against Kansas City. Brown, are you going to be watching this game this evening?
Mm-hmm.
You are. You're all in.
All in, 100.
Yeah.
How many home runs will Myers finish the season with?
Will Myers?
It blew my mind that he has one.
I'll give him 9.
Come on. In the next 36 games, Will Myers is going to hit 9 home runs? He's not going to play in 9 games.
He's going to – what's he going to win? September Player of the Month if he hits 8 home runs?
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, Brown.
Listen, because I'm telling you, somebody got to get hot outside of the two major guys.
You got to stop relying that it's going to be Will Myers.
Listen. Let me have my hopes.
Freaking white queso, man. He's like moldy queso so now.
You guys have a built-in issue with Will Myers.
It needs to be Juan Soto. It needs to be.
It will, no, I'm expecting Juan Soto and Manny Machado to be fantastic down the stretch. What I'm saying is you need one more guy.
Jake Cronenworth.
Who would think Josh Bell. He's an all-star. Don't
that you
another
can't
all-star.
Think
yeah. Another okay. guy off the radar who you're not expecting to do something. And I'm saying that person will be Will Myers. Who you going to say, Trent Grisham?
No.
Good luck waiting on him to do something.
I mean, dude, let's give Will a shot in center field for an extended run. I don't care.
It can't be worse. It cannot be worse.
How about put Soto in center field?
No, man, don't do that. Let him stay where he at.
First of all, let him get back. Let his back not be so sore.
Yeah.
You know?
Sometimes that back be hurting, dog.
You see the Padres raise ticket prices, season ticket prices for next year?
I mean, 18%.
Good job.
What percent?
18 average.
18%? What are you saying? Good job.
Good job.
What's the good job?
They went out and they got these players. Now we got to pay for them. That's the deal. I don't understand why people think this is like a shock or why people are offended by this. They went
it's
out.
It's a 38% increase in
players.
Two seasons.
Come on, Browner. 40% increase in 2 years? Come on, man.
You went out and made yourself competitive.
They did.
That's what I'm saying. You went out. You made yourself competitive financially with the Yankees and the Dodgers. That's not cheap. So pay up.
I agree with Browner. It's just a staggering percentage, like 38%.
pay up.
That's a lot.
Over the last two seasons, they've added a lot of payroll. So as the fan base's responsibility in this agreement is to show up.
Okay.
And they will.
I'm glad you used the term responsibility, because it is now the organization's responsibility
to win.
Produce, to win.
Yes.
So 100%. Go win. Go make the playoffs.
100%.
Make the playoffs or don't increase season ticket. Let's put an ultimatum on Peter Seidler. Hey, okay, increase it to 18%. But if you make the play, if you miss the playoffs for back-to-back seasons, decrease it.
I tell you, if they make the World Series, for the sake of this conversation,
yeah,
they make the World Series, it's going to go up more.
Yeah, maybe.
It's going to go up
more. No one's going to complain if they win the World Series.
Right, but that's just saying.
No one's
going to
complain if they make the playoffs.
Yeah, but Browner, you know what's interesting? Listen, I feel like raising ticket prices is fine. I think that, you know, everything's going up. Everything, prices of, you go into the grocery store right now, you see how much prices are. You know, we all live through what happened with gas prices. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, 18% is a lot, particularly if you don't make the playoffs. Your point is well made. I mean, they went out and they spent the money, so you got to find a way to pay for it. I get all of that. But, that's a lot. It's a lot. And the thing is that for guys like you and me, I don't buy tickets to Padres games. I don't have a season ticket package anymore. I don't have a season ticket package anymore.
I would if it interests me.
Or
if I get them for free.
If you could afford it.
Well, if you could pay for it, yeah.
Right.
All right, Padres and Royals. Game starts at 5:10 this evening, and these are now must-win games. Before we get out of here on a Friday, Alex, can we get to a highlight of the day?
How much time do I got? Let me know.
You got 3 minutes.
Let's go.
It's time for the highlight of the day, man.
Do you want to get high, man?
I'm just really high.
Torrey Holistics presents the highlight of the day. So when you go to Torrey Holistics, California Holistics, you spend $75. With our promo code SMILE in all lowercase, you get 20% off. Online or at checkout. Online, in-person checkout, Torrey California Holistics, promo code SMILE. Okay, guys. So on the show, we've had a three-year discussion on who the best defender is in the NFL. Someone on this show thinks it's Myles Garrett. Not only is he not better than Aaron Donald, Aaron Donald is also better at that him at swinging helmets at other players, because Myles Garrett only swung one, but Aaron Donald swung two. Y'all saw this video, obviously, what happened yesterday in his Bengals Rams joint practice fight happened. Aaron Donald got two helmets and swung them both. And connected on both. Did you guys hear it?
Yeah, I heard it. I heard it.
Clack, clack.
Bing, bing. Yeah.
Clack, clack. Mink, mink.
Do you think, is there any chance the NFL suspends Aaron Donald?
No.
The way they did Myles Garrett for 6 games? I mean, listen, the Rams play on opening night. They're the Super Bowl champions. He's the star of the team. Look, it didn't happen on Monday Night Football. It didn't happen in a game. It wasn't a high visibility situation. And I'm not saying that the precedent has been set. If this happens in a game, yes, the precedent is 6 games. But is there any chance the NFL does anything disciplinary against Aaron Donald? Or is it like, it's just practice, who cares?
If you do, exactly. There's joint practice fights all the time.
Right.
All the time.
They're practice fights all the time.
Not helmet swinging.
Okay, but still, are you going to start regulating all practice fights? Like, there's been some real violence in practice fights. So you going to start regulating
that? I have seen guys swinging legit fists at each other. In a practice, like a team practice, you're going to suspend guys on their own team. Like now you got to watch all the video from every team now, man.
No, what I'm saying is that this is a very specific thing where Myles Garrett was suspended for 6 games. Again, Monday Night Football game, high profile.
This quarterback is a also didn't have a helmet on
and deserved it.
Right. Oh, stop it. You have no idea for sure if he said what Myles Garrett said he said.
I trust my defender.
Yeah.
I trust the best defender in the league. He wouldn't lie.
Yeah, well, Aaron Donald's the best defender in the league.
Which one?
I hope Aaron Donald plays in the preseason game.
Which he's not against Cincinnati. Yeah.
They should suspend him for the preseason game.
You knew something was gonna happen.
Both coaches was like, I hope there's no fighting. And then there you go.
Yeah. Well, Dan Campbell said on Hard Knocks
to the Rams. Come on.
Yeah. Hard Knocks week 3. Dan Campbell told his team when they went to Indianapolis, anybody gets into a fight, you're immediately cut. No fights.
Jamal Williams is trying.
We got to go, though. We got to get out of here. We're in the 7 Mile Casino Studios. Great week for everybody. For radio listeners, we're peacing out. For podcast viewers and listeners, we'll have a separate finish for you, and we'll see you guys on Monday. We'll see you tomorrow at Lexus San Diego. Peace out, everybody.